Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and this episode is basically our last episode of this year. And basically, like, I'm just wrapping up and just seeing, like, what stuff to talk about. And I've invited these really wonderful people on my show today. These two are my interns for this year, and they've been really awesome. So how about you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Laura. I'm from France with my friend Alexander. We are in the school in France of food science in School of Engineering, and we are here for an internship with Barry, our supervisor.
Oh, well, not really supervisor. I would say more like a tutor. Or mentor. I mean, like, a supervisor seems like such a, like, a, I don't know, such a strong and empowering word. I would say that I'm more of a tutor and more like a caregiver more than anything else. And what about you, Alex?
My name is Alex. I come from France. With Laura, we work with Barry on SciCity here.
So it's just like, so you guys came all the way from France, like coming to New Zealand. So like, what made you guys want to come to New Zealand and do your internship?
For the internship or for the choice of the country?
Actually, first I should talk about like the whole agro campus thing. Like, I didn't really know about this until last year. Early this year, actually, when Nazima, so my supervisor, actually said that, oh, I'll be looking after two or three like French interns from Agro Campus, and apparently they do exchanges, like students from somewhere else. So like, I've heard some people coming from Holland, from Mexico, from France, and just basically like come to AUT and do some exchanges. I've heard people do exchanges from other universities. So for example, like down at Otago, they have different interns as well, but I've never actually like seen them, because like usually by the time around October I'm out of Dunedin. So it's actually like really exciting, actually, like having like two interns, and then just seeing like their lives and just like where they're from, and yeah, it's just like a kind of like this really nice cultural exchange in a way, because like they get to see New Zealand, and then I get to basically see what they're like and basically to learn about the French culture and also the French language. So like, would you guys like to talk about Agro Campus?
Yes, Agro Campus is a school of engineering in food science and also agriculture. We have two parts in this school, food processing and agriculture. And it is a school in 5 years after high school. And during these 5 years, we should do an internship abroad, around the world. And with Alexander, we are apprentice student in this school. So we should do 1 month in school and 1 month in a company in France.
So would you like to add anything, Alex?
No, it's a good resume.
So like Agro Campus. So it's like definitely different from like so different from New Zealand. Because in New Zealand, where as like after high school, usually people go to universities or polytechs. So like, you guys are food engineers. So you guys do basically food production and then doing different stuff. Where here, everyone just goes to university. So if people want to be food engineers, they usually do an engineering course at university. That's like 4 years. Or some people go and do food science, where they basically just do biology, chemistry, and physics and stuff for 3 years, and then they go and work in a company. No, not really a lot of internships. So that's slightly different, but I guess it's still pretty cool. And why did you guys choose New Zealand as your destination to come?
For the landscape?
For the landscape, yeah.
No, for the problematic, because the city is very interesting, and I've seen your problematic that we work on sensory lab, and so I find it very interesting.
Oh, so you want to come to New Zealand, partly because of, like, sensory, more than, like, because I specifically do sensory. to the audience, I do sensory, which is different from the other food productions, where people check out the microbial growth and looking at the chemistry component of food. And yeah, it's like sensory, where we deal with like different people and just seeing how people like their food products, and basically is it consumable really. And what about you, Laura?
About the problematic?
No. About like why did you choose New Zealand?
Okay,
like
I choose New Zealand for the country and also for the multitude of landscape, and also for the problematic, because I wanted really to have an internship to do some researches, because in France we work on a factory and I would like to have another experience to do more research, functional research.
So I'm just wondering, it was just like, before you coming to New Zealand, what did you guys actually want to see?
I wanted to see the multitude of landscape, and especially because I loved the Lord of the Ring and also Hobbit. So I am attracted by this country, and I wanted to see the different landscape like volcanoes, geothermic places, mm-hmm. and also mountains. And I am very attracted by the nature, and also I love the sea, so it's very easier to see the sea.
You'll definitely see the sea in New Zealand.
And it's also for the multitude of lakes. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Alex? Like, why did you choose like New Zealand out of all the countries you could have chose to do your internship?
Since I am a shield, my dream is to come in New Zealand, because I see a lot of documentary on the TV and all the time. All the time. And I see it's a beautiful country with a lot of good place to see. That's why.
I guess we have like a two good fans in like wanting to come to New Zealand. We'll just take a little short break, and then I'm gonna play the song, and then we'll just talk about the food that basically they ate in New Zealand and what they missed the most. Actually, yeah, I'll be back soon.
We'll be right back.
So welcome back. So this is my last program of this year. So I've invited two friends coming over. So my French interns, Alex and Laura. And basically, like last segment, they were just like talking about why they came to New Zealand, where they're from, and what are they doing here. And you know, it's just like this segment, we're going to talk about what amazed them the most about New Zealand food. Or what you miss the most, actually, in France. Okay, let's talk about what you miss the most.
Okay.
Cheese.
Bread, cheese, pâté. And also red wine. Because, but there are red wine in New Zealand, but I think the products, if you want to buy cheese, wine, and bread, it's more expensive than France, so I can't buy this in New Zealand. But, yes, I want really to. I think my first thing when I will come back in France is to eat cheese and pâté, especially.
Like, what type of cheese would you like specifically?
Specifically, Comté.
Comté, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cheese of Brebis.
I have no idea what they are.
Cheese of a little sheep.
Oh, are they like?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Goat? No?
Goat, yes.
Yeah, well, what about you, Alex?
Bread. It's maybe a cliche, but bread is the product I miss the most.
Yeah, I think it's like the same because like I've noticed like if I do go, when I was little, going far away, basically not having rice for a very long time, the one thing like I miss the most is like a bowl of rice. But as I got older, it just doesn't seem like a thing that I actually do miss because I've been eating a lot of pasta, rice, bread. So it's not, and potatoes. So like the staples thing, like I kind of like, it doesn't really matter that much. But, well, it was kind of funny. So the first time that they came to New Zealand on their first day, I took them to a supermarket and they were just horrified looking at the cheese selection and the supermarket. And they were just like, yeah, they were not impressed, both of them. So Alex and Laura was just like mortified, just look at the cheese selection and how everything was packaged up and stuff. But what type of food do you have you tasted in New Zealand that you just like, yep, this is so tasty?
Yeah, and especially the industrial product are very tasty with a lot of sugar or a lot of salty. Yeah.
So the product in New Zealand, for example, like the cans and the packaged food, they're a bit more sweet and a bit more salty than in France.
Yeah, for example, with the canned soup, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yes, and I think the most, I am very impressed because, yes, I remember my first week in New Zealand, I wanted to eat green peas.
The green peas.
The green peas are sweetie and with the flavor of mint. And I was really impressed to eat this because I have never seen that in France. And I have never eaten that in France also. So I was really surprised by this product.
Yeah, I remember, so she's talking about the dehydrated peas in a packet. It was basically like you have to add hot water and there was sugar in there. I was quite surprised because I didn't expect there would be sugar as well. So what about you, Alex? Like any food that you've kind of like tasted in New Zealand that you kind of like?
I don't know. Maybe fruit juice. No, I don't know. Sorry.
So basically New Zealand food, nothing really tasty, I guess, compared to France.
Yes. Sorry.
It's quite... Well, it's fair enough. I mean, like, sometimes I do feel like New Zealand doesn't really have a lot of iconic food products. But, like, when I was living in Hong Kong, when I was tasting, like, their fresh produce, they're actually not that tasty. They're huge. But I feel like compared to New Zealand, they're actually, like, not as tasty as here. Where it's just like, wow, you could taste, like, the flavor and it's much more dynamic compared to, like, some other countries. But, well, if you don't like, well, I guess you need to try, like, the pavlova and also pies. And if you guys, like, go down to the South Island and around the Otago and Southland region, you need to try the sausage, no, not sausage roll. I mean, the cheese rolls, because that's kind of their well, identity in a way. It's just, like, different areas have, like, their own different types of food, and it's quite interesting. But what is your most memorable meal in New Zealand? Like, is there, like, any meals that you guys, apart from the food products, was there any meal that you're just like, oh, this is so delicious?
Fish and chips, maybe.
do you remember where you ate the fish and chips?
Oh, no. What is the name of the...
I think it is your first fish and chip, also.
Yeah, also, yeah.
Yes.
But in which?
It's in a restaurant close to Queen Street, and the fish and chips was really nice. It was a little restaurant, very homemade, and the fish and chips is really nice.
I'm impressed. I never thought, like, fish and chips at Queen Street would be tasty, but...
But I think it's 10 minutes of walk of Queen Street, but I don't remember exactly the name.
Is it an English one?
Well, it's okay. So we're going to just take a little break and we'll be back, and they will teach us how to make mushroom soup or potato and leek soup. And here's a story behind this. See you soon.
Then you came and you cut me loose. Well, so
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today is my last show and I invited two guests. These are my interns from France, and basically they're like shadowing me and just helping me out for my research at AUT. So there's a backstory behind the next segment. So my research is about satiety and appetite, and basically, we've been talking about trying to find a food vehicle for basically like a year. So me and Nazima are just like, okay, so what type of food? There's like at AUT, they've been doing chocolate ice cream for like 5 or 6 years. That was a very long time. And other researchers were like just saying, can we please like do something else other than chocolate ice cream? Because like people are getting a bit sick and bored about it. So so instead of going for the sweet route, I decided to go to the more savory. So I decided to go for soup. And so when Laura and Alex came to New Zealand, they wanted to just like make a soup, formulate and just taste like different type. And the first soup that I asked them to make was, well, not actually, I did not ask them to make it. They really wanted to make this type of soup, and it was a mushroom soup. And would you guys like to talk about it, starting from you, Alex?
Okay, so we began to make a soup, and Barry's agreed with us to make it. So we prepared this soup with a lot of mushroom and potato.
Wait, I was just like, before he goes on, I was just like, it was really funny. It was just like, there was one criteria that I said I do not want in my soup. What was it?
You made me.
And then, yeah, so I've been saying, like, for a whole, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I was like, I would like no umami in my soup. And then it was just kind of, like, really funny. And then it was just, like, when Nazima was like, hey, let's make mushroom soup. And I was just like, okay, fine, just make this mushroom soup. And the issue with mushroom is that it's got a really strong umami. And another food that's really strong is tomatoes. So, and then they made mushroom soup. But it was really tasty, actually, really, really nice. Yeah, would you like to continue?
Do you want to present the recipe?
I don't think we have time to talk about the recipe, but okay, we can talk about, like, the flavor and, like...
Yeah.
So, I was like, what was it? So, there was only potatoes...
Potatoes, parsley,
mushroom, cream, oil,
milk.
So, they've made, onion. Like, 4 different types of, like, soup. So, there was... what was it? So, there was one with cornstarch, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one with cornstarch, and then one with just cream.
Cream and milk.
Milk and...
And the other with just potatoes to have the consistency, because we wanted to have a consistency in the soup.
Oh, okay.
We tried it.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
No, but thyme was a bit too strong, wasn't
it?
And then we just decided that mushroom soup may not be good for this research, because it was just really strong umami taste. And then... Instead, we went for potato and leek. That was really nice, but it was just like... but for some reason, every time we made it, it was just really hard to just have the whole consistency of flavor and the aroma, and also, like, the texture was just a bit different every time, wasn't it? But, yeah, so... And then we went for a very boring, like, canned soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went for the Watties vegetable soup. So that was a bit sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, because we spend time and it's not just like a waste of time.
But it's really nice to cook.
It's really funny to cook.
I wouldn't really call it a waste of time. At least like we've like worked out like the good potato, leek and onion soup, and also like different types. It was quite interesting. I wouldn't call it a waste of time. But it was just, like, it was quite funny. And just a little bit. So, like, the internship is about to finish. Like, where else do you guys think you'll travel around New Zealand?
Yeah, I will travel at the end of my internship. And also, Alex, we will travel. I will go to Australia. And after, I will come back in South Island during 20 days to visit the South Island during Christmas and the New Year. So I am very eager to do that. So it's my first Christmas without my family, but I think it will be a good experience to be here.
Yeah, same for me. I will go only in New Zealand, in the South Island, to see Milford Sound and other stuff like Abel Tasman.
Oh, cool. So basically, like, you guys are done with the North Island, and then basically, like, after December-ish, you guys would go down to the South Island and see what's good around there.
Yeah. Because we have already seen a lot of places in North Island during all the weekend, during the internship, so...
I feel like the South Island is definitely, like, a very nice place. I feel like it's like, the backyard of New Zealand, like, compared to the North Island, where it's more... There's a lot more exotic food, just, like, people. It's a lot more busy in the North Island, where the South Island, I feel like the food aren't as amazing, but, like, the people are really, really nice.
Okay. And do you think the South Island is more expensive than the North Island?
Depends on where you are. Because, like, I feel like when you're in the South Island, you're stuck. And then, like, if you're in a tourist place, it's, like, they would definitely, like, milk you more than, and... I don't know, in different places like Taupo and stuff. So it really depends.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be more expensive than Auckland, though. Auckland is quite expensive compared to a lot of other places.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's just like, tonight, this episode is the last episode of this year. And it was just such a great time just, like, hanging out with you guys and also discussing about, like, food issues around the community. It was just great. Basically discussing about, what was it? I remember we talked about different types of food, such as, like, GST on food, breakfast, whether if the government should implement it in primary schools and secondary schools. And what else? It was just a lot of stuff that we discussed about, and I really absolutely enjoyed it. I'll come back next year, and we'll talk about more about food issues around the community. My name is Barry, and thank you for listening to Leet. I'll see you next year. Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
Undressed. I believe that God is not endorsed to the event.